Employment with U.S. Airlines is on the rise. An early wildfire season means more jobs for aircraft mechanics, and U.S. Airways flight attendants may soon have a new contract. This is Arrow News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this Arrowcast. Here's what's up in aviation for Monday, January 30th, 2012. Rapidly rising airline travel costs have scuttled the spring break vacation plans of a few people I know. But overall, the industry must be doing okay. The U.S. Department of Transportation reports scheduled domestic passenger airlines employed 2.6% more workers in November of 2011 than they did a year earlier. That makes the 12th consecutive increase in full-time equivalent employee levels. The November total of 389,361 was up year-to-year by more than 10,000. Neptune Aviation is hiring. The company is gearing up for a 2012 fire season, projected to start earlier than normal in the southwest U.S., with an accelerated maintenance and training program. Neptune Aviation is based in Missoula, Montana. Company President Dan Snyder explains, quote, "The U.S. Forest Service approached us last fall and asked that we have our aircraft available early. To do that, we leased additional hangar space at Missoula International Airport and increased our contract maintenance staff to 30, up from the 10 to 15 we have employed in prior years. The contract staff supplements the 70 mechanics we employ full-time," unquote. The contract maintenance staff will focus exclusively on the company's 9 active P2V Neptune tankers. Neptune Aviation is also deploying a single BAE-146 regional jet, modified for aerial tanker duty. Given the accelerated workload, maintenance of that plane will be outsourced to Tronos, the company which partnered with Neptune on the tanker modification. Pilot recurrent training has also been moved up by a month. The company plans to hire additional staff in order to assure those on the line their regular periods of time off. Find more info in the text version of this story, dated January 29th, at aero-news.net. U.S. Airways and the Association of Flight Attendants said Friday they've reached a tentative agreement on a new contract. AFA represents the airline's 6,700 mainline flight attendants. Details of the agreement were not immediately available from either party. Doug Parker, chairman and CEO, says, quote, "We are very pleased to have reached a tentative agreement with the AFA and thank the union leadership for their dedication in support of our flight attendants," unquote. The airline's AFA Master Executive Council will have to approve the tentative agreement before it can be sent to members for consideration. This first step is expected in the coming weeks. The agreement would cover the airline's flight attendants based in U.S. Airways' 3 hub cities of Phoenix, Philadelphia, and Charlotte, North Carolina, and at its Washington, D.C. focus city. Still ahead, API files a response in the lawsuit it faces from Airbus. 2 more governors urge the White House to support GA. And not everyone is happy with the proposed FAA reauthorization bill. You're listening to Arrow News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
We're back to wrap up your Aero briefing for Monday, January 30th. I'm Paul Platt. API, Aviation Partners Incorporated, started in 1991 and went on to develop and patent blended winglets. The company has filed a response to a lawsuit that was recently filed by Airbus seeking to invalidate that patent. The patent was issued in 1994. And the small company has since been acquired by Boeing. API says it began discussions with Airbus in 2006 regarding the use of its blended winglets on the A320 series. A memorandum of understanding resulted in July 2011 with the intent to form a joint venture. In the meantime, Airbus sought a patent in Europe for its own sharklet wingtip. According to the court documents, API at its own expense performed flight tests using a JetBlue A320 and says it achieved drag reduction far in excess of the minimum benchmark during those tests and far in excess of the recently announced efficiencies of the Sharklet. API says its engineers have analyzed data provided by Airbus and noted a striking similarity between API's blended winglet and the Airbus Sharklet design. API is requesting that the Airbus lawsuit be either dismissed or transferred to Seattle, Washington, from Texas, where it was filed by Airbus. API notes that neither Airbus nor API has facilities in the Western District of Texas, and no relevant evidence or potential witnesses are there. Airbus is hoping to avoid paying royalties to API. Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon, a Republican, and New Hampshire Governor John Lynch, a Democrat, have written to President Obama asking for his support for all of general aviation, including business aviation. The governor's letters remind the president of the industry's essential role in supporting job creation, helping companies of all sizes compete and succeed, and connecting communities to global markets. The two governor's letters come in the wake of a message from the White House reiterating the administration's support for per-flight user fees for GA. They echo previous letters signed by 70 mayors in 44 states and 36 independent state proclamations affirming the value of general aviation, including business aviation. And finally today, the compromise worked out last week by the U.S. Senate and House of Representatives to allow what may finally be long-term funding for the FAA contains changes to the Railway Labor Act, the federal labor law covering airline and railroad workers, which would require the support of at least 50% of an employee group before a union representation election could be held. Currently, there is no statutory requirement, but National Mediation Board policy sets a 35% threshold. Other private sector workers who fall under the National Labor Relations Act need only 30% to trigger an election. The Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers has come out against the change and wants lawmakers to pass a clean FAA reauthorization bill without the labor provision. Cito Pantoja, General Vice President of Transportation for the union, warns that the current compromise, quote, jeopardizes the independence of the National Mediation Board, unquote. Right. And if there's one thing the IAM promotes, it's unbiased decisions from federal labor agencies. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves discusses his belief that modern aircraft demand that pilots become thoroughly familiar with electrical systems. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iTunes, Odeo, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.